What the federal government objects to most are the flexible permits that Texas issues to large plants and refineries. These allow the state to set a general limit on how much pollution a facility can release, rather than restricting each smokestack within a plant. Ralph Coker is a retired refinery plant manager. He supports Texas's system, saying it allows companies to focus pollution control measures and
put the best controls maybe on certain sources and less than the most efficient controls on some other small sources, reducing their compliance costs, but meeting the EPA emission requirements.
But the EPA says those requirements are not being met. And today, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality expects a letter from the feds saying so. Environmentalists say it's a move long in coming. Tom Smitty-Smith is with the government watchdog group Public Citizen Texas.
Even the George Bush administration said to TCEQ, this process isn't working. And the industry has actually sued EPA saying, let's figure out what the rules are here because we're steering blind.
But the EPA may not have the final word. Governor Rick Perry, who's running for re-election, has been crusading against the federal government on topics from healthcare to education to environmental regulation. And environmentalists think the state could file a suit to block the EPA's takeover. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.